Hello and welcome to ID the Future. I'm Casey Luskin, broadcasting with Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. This is our third and final podcast with Jacob, an up-and-coming hip-hop pop artist who's coming out with a new album titled This Side of the Sky in October of 2014. Jacob's website is jacob.com, that's J-E-K-O-B.com, and he's got a single on YouTube titled I Believe that you can listen to. It's all about intelligent design and how he believes that there's evidence from nature showing that the universe was designed. So, Jacob, thanks for coming back on the show with us here.
Definitely. Thank you guys for having me, man.
So, Jacob, I wanted to ask you just a couple of questions about some ID materials, which I know you've read. Have you read anything by Stephen Meyer? And if so, what are your thoughts on any of his writings?
Yeah, you know, I wasn't super familiar with him. I feel like I'm definitely kind of more on the layman's term side of things when it comes to understanding how all of these things work and stuff. But I did dive in a little bit into Darwin's Doubt, the newest book, I believe, from him. And, you know, one of the points that I really liked about it was where he, because, I mean, obviously everybody goes back to Darwin when we're talking about evolution, and that's where everybody kind of starts. Right? And I think one of the really cool things that I didn't even know that, you know, was kind of educating to me was Darwin's, his own conundrum that he had, and, you know, in being puzzled that his theory didn't adequately explain the geologically sudden appearance of animal life in the fossil record. And that was a really cool point to me that I think I haven't read too far into the book, but just from reading so far, I'm already learning a whole bunch. It seems like a very meaty book, and I'm definitely excited to dive in and take maybe like a good week and like spend it with this book.
I appreciate that you started the book. I think most folks, it unfortunately, Dr. Meyer's books take a little while to get through them. Maybe, you know,
yeah,
take it on your next vacation to Hawaii if that's what you
right.
want to be doing on your vacation or something. But I appreciate what you say. I think it is surprising sometimes to see how honest Darwin was about some of the problems with his theory.
Right.
And I think that what you experienced, I think, is very common for people. And I think that that surprise comes from the fact that modern day defenders of Darwin tend to be very, you might say, dismissive of problems with Darwinian theory. But believe it or not, that wasn't the case for Darwin. You read his book, and he was actually very open about problems with his own model. And sometimes I wish that modern day defenders of Darwin would be as open about Darwin was about problems with their theory.
Yeah, exactly. That is a huge, I think, the new movement, I guess, of evolutionary thinking definitely tends to even downplay some of the statements that some of the brilliant minds have said. Like, I mean, Charles Darwin, I think I read somewhere the quoted him saying the question of whether there exists a creator or ruler of the universe has been answered in the affirmative by some of the, you know, highest intellects that have ever existed. So, I mean, there's definitely that tension there in his own theory, and people nowadays don't want to admit that. They don't want to talk about that. It just baffles me.
Yeah, it is really baffling. And what they'll say is, oh, well, Darwin wrote 150 years ago, and we've got everything figured out. Well, you probably already have gotten to this stage in Darwin's Doubt, but one of Steve Meyer's main points is, yes, Darwin did make these points 150 years ago, and there's still problems today. I mean, you can still find evolutionary scientists acknowledging we haven't figured out the Cambrian explosion and the abrupt appearance of animals. So these problems, they don't necessarily go away with time, yeah.
Right, exactly. And there's no answers yet. So,
just another question I wanted to ask you also, Jacob. I know that you've seen a video called The Privileged Species featuring the pro-ID biologist Michael Denton. And it's very likely that many of our ID the Future listeners have actually not even seen that video yet. It's a documentary featuring Michael Denton. Discovery Institute is going to be premiering it this fall online and in a number of different venues. So you sort of got a sneak preview of it. But maybe I was wondering if you could, for our listeners, tell what were your thoughts on the video and what was your reaction to the documentary?
It's kind of funny because, like, one of the verses that I really love, you know, and I don't want to sound preachy at all, but I do want to kind of share what I really connect with in the Bible. It says, "For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by things that are made, even in his eternal power and Godhead, so that we are without excuse." And so I think a huge part of the DVD that just caught my eye was when he was explaining discovering the unique fitness of the universe for carbon-based life and, you know, beings like humans. It's one of the most significant scientific discoveries that has ever been made, right? And to me, it's so blatantly obvious, and I love how simple the DVD makes it, or Privileged Species. I love how simple they put it out there. I think it's daunting sometimes to approach this subject, because so much fact and fiction and myth and so many different things that are all kind of, you know, jumbled into one pot of discussing this stuff. But I love how simple they made it. It's very easy for someone who's not studied in the background of science or anything to kind of get that, kind of like the verse says, it's just kind of like that obviousness there, you know, like this place that we live on, this earth that's spinning here and put in this whole galaxy of things, is so specifically placed, and all the mathematical structures that have to make our life happen, support this life, is mind-blowing, and it's obvious. So to me, that is awesome to see in a DVD. It was pretty short, which was awesome, because it's definitely, I think it can get a real meaty and real hard for people to swallow. So I love how it was put together.
Certainly the evidence that's presented in that video does show just how obvious, and the verse you quoted talks about the evidence for God being clearly seen in nature. And I think the evidence for design in the same way is clearly right. seen. And one of the points that Michael Denton makes in that video, and you alluded to this, is that the universe is not just well suited or finely tuned for life. It's specifically uniquely suited for human life, beings like right. us. And that really tells mm-hmm. you something about the intent of the designer to not just make a universe where life can exist, but it's almost like things were made with us in mind.
Right. I mean, you have to kind of step back, whether you're a religious person or science only or whatever way you look at it, you have to kind of step back at the knowledge and the fact of that. That's not an argument that's opinionated. It's a fact that this whole system was made with so much care. Like, we've never experienced an accident or an explosion or any kind of function. All we know as humans, and even to go back to Darwin's doubt, I think it kind of highlighted this in the prologue, even just kind of explaining how we've seen this as humans. So for us to take our brains and say, okay, what makes logical sense? We've seen that by our own just repeated experience in life, that these demonstrated powers of creation, this is how we make things. So why would we think anything different about how everything that is here got here? You know, I mean, it definitely points to intelligent design, like all day, every day. There's no argument about it pointing there.
When you approach science with the mindset that you just discussed and described, that, hey, we're going to anticipate that the universe was designed with us in mind, that actually can guide scientific research. You can start to make predictions about what you're going to find in nature, that, hey, this property of nature, it's not just arbitrary or random. We can actually go out and start to think about, maybe why is it like this? And are there design constraints, or is there a purpose for why the universe is the way it is? And going back to what we were saying earlier about Darwin's day, how he was very open about some of the problems with his theory. Mm-hmm. One of the amazing things, and I actually didn't realize this till I read a paper that Michael Denton wrote, but a lot of the arguments that he makes in that documentary about some of the special properties of water or carbon or oxygen, some of those basic molecules and mm-hmm. elements that are required for life, a lot of that evidence about the unique properties of those things for life was known going all the way back into the 1800s.
Right.
This evidence has been known for well over 100 years. And it's great that Michael Denton is, in a way, rediscovering some of these arguments now and bringing them up. But science has been around for a long time, and these design arguments are really nothing new.
Right.
Again, it's kind of sad that modern-day scientists ignore some of this when we've known for a long time that nature has a lot of special properties that are suited for life. I don't know if you have any thoughts on that.
That's kind of one of the things that I'm saying. Like, there's a quote from a physicist that I really love. I love diving in, especially with this project that I put together, my album. Like, I really enjoyed diving into just some of the different, you know, incredible minds that were out there that did work that I can't even imagine doing. But one of the quotes from a physicist named Paul Davies, it may seem bizarre, but in my opinion, science offers a surer path to God than religion. And that's kind of a strong statement, right? But to me, I think what you're asking, it points to there's so much in science that I think if we take all the politics out of the arguments and conversation, and we just have like a simple look at things, just water, I mean, in general, just looking at one of the facets of the millions of things that go into all of this. If you just look at water, we cannot have life without that. These things do not exist with one simple element. I shouldn't say simple, but just one element, right? Out of this entire equation. So I think that kind of brings it back to me to just that common sense, that childlike wonder of how did all this get here? How is all this working together? It's all so cohesively designed to work together that if one little peg was taken out of that, talking like just very minuscule things, were changed, we wouldn't have life here. That screams care and creation. You know, it screams care. Somebody cares a lot.
Absolutely, Jacob. It's great to use that quote that you just said from Paul Davies. And you're probably already aware of this, but he's not actually necessarily even a highly religious person. I don't think that he considers himself religious.
Right.
And this just goes back to what you said earlier, that this is evidence from science. You don't have to be coming at this evidence from a religious bias or religious perspective already to see the evidence that there's design in nature. So,
right.
Jacob, I just want to thank you for sharing some of these reflections. This closes up our 3 podcasts with Jacob, who is an up-and-coming hip-hop pop artist. You can check out his new album. It's titled This Side of the Sky. And his website, which is www.jacob.com. That's J-E-K-O-B.com. Again, check out his single on YouTube, which is titled I Believe. So, Jacob, thanks again for coming on ID the Future with us.
Yeah, thank you guys so much, man. I love the work you guys are doing.
I'm Casey Luskin with ID the Future. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2014. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.